This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 39 for Thursday, August 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pushing above the $600 per ton mark on Thursday morning, benefiting from upticks in comparable oils. The November canola contract advances $11.90 at $607.70 per ton, and the January contract gains $10.60 at $616.80 per ton. There are increases in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. An upswing in crude oil is spilling over into the vegetable oils. Yesterday, Stat Canada issued its principal field crops report, pegging canola production for this year at 19.5 million tons, up from an earlier projection of 18.63 million. The Canadian dollar is softer on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 74.2 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 74.23. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale for 118,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. Also, the USDA releases its export sales report for the week ending August 22nd. Old crop soybeans incur a net reduction of nearly 144,000 tons, but new crop sales are 2.62 million tons. Soy meal sales include 21,200 tons of old crop and nearly 429,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil comes in at 1,100 tons of old crop. While U.S. old crop corn export sales are all of 15,300 tons, new crop sales are 1.49 million tons. Those for wheat are 532,000 tons of old crop plus 34,500 tons of new crop. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association announces it's opposing California's move to limit the amount of soy oil and canola oil that can be used for producing biomass-based diesel. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The November contract climbs 11 cents at $9.88 per bushel. October soy oil is up by almost 6 tenths of a cent at 41.78 cents per pound. October soy meal rises $4.50 at $311.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn tacks on 3 cents at $3.93.5 per bushel. December oats gain 4 cents at $3.28. The U.S. wheat complex is narrowly mixed as Chicago December dips a penny at $5.40.5. Kansas City December is also down a penny at $5.54.5. And Minneapolis December nudges up a penny at $5.85. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 29th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.